Welcome to Business Spotlight on Money Radio WPSE. Business Spotlight is heard weekly at this time on 1450 AM and 107.1 FM. Today's guest is Jake Rao, Vice President of Economic Development at the Erie Regional Chamber and Growth Partnership. Jake, thanks so much for joining us. Let's jump right into it. What are the biggest challenges facing business owners for 2021?
Well, the challenges are, I think, that all businesses face are uncertainty. That's the biggest one, right? So it's uncertainty about sales for the coming year. It's uncertainty about, are you going to get all your workers back? Are you going to be able to find the workers you need? Uncertainty if there's going to be a relapse of any type. And so, you know, in business, the one thing that all businesses like is some level of certainty and knowing what's going on, and then they play with the margin of knowing that things aren't 100%. So they might have to every year be planning around and reacting to a 10% uncertainty. The pandemic really threw everything into that uncertain stage. And so the biggest challenges they face are obviously cash flow, workforce, and, you know, sales and finding customers, depending on the nature of their business. So, and I think that goes across the board. And ultimately, you know, money. I mean, money and just knowing, am I going to have the right cash flow? Am I going to be able to pay the rent? Am I going to be able to pay the mortgage, et cetera? So the change, the difference between now and, say, April of last year is there's just a lot more known about the playing environment, meaning the environment in which you're doing business is a lot more known. You know the rules and regulations. You're not trying to figure those out. You know what you need to do to stay safe, your people safe. But what you, you know, and what you don't know is kind of what is the, in the customer's head, whether that be a, you know, an individual coming into your operation or a big corporation. So that's the biggest challenge. It's the uncertainty, the hope that we're going to be have a good coming out and a slow buildup of and back to business as usual, so to speak. But there's just uncertainty. So that's the biggest challenge, and that's the hardest thing to plan for.
Jake, what should employers do to attract and retain employees?
Yeah, the workforce has been the biggest issue facing businesses for certain the last 10 years. It goes back as many as 15. It's driven by a lot of variables. And, you know, one is just the skills mismatch, you know, where people have jobs, they don't have people who have the skills. Folks just aren't getting trained in those arenas. There's the wage issue, you know, are you paying enough, et cetera. And so, you know, the pandemic then exacerbates it because you have to let people go, and then who do you bring back? Here's the first thing that we always talk about, you know, in economic development, retaining the existing businesses you have and helping them grow is economic development 101. It's the most cost-effective spend you can have. So the first order of business for any business, if they haven't done this, they need to start thinking about it, and that is take care of who you already have. Make sure that the team that you have, that you they know your their value. Do what you can from the standpoint of compensation and benefits and flexibility, technology to help them have a great work experience. Why is that? Number one, it's cost effective. You can be more productive if you have people on your team longer, know how you operate, what you do. You're not spending as much time getting new people up to speed. The second is, and I think this one is really lost on a lot of businesses because they've never really thought of it this way, your brand as a company is most impacted, or where it has the greatest impact, is on the employees. When employees are happy where they work, when they are feel valued, where they feel like they're treated fairly, those people talk at family gatherings when we're allowed to do that. They talk to family members. They talk to friends. They talk to others that they interact with and talk about what a wonderful place they work. That's how you build a brand in the larger marketplace. So then when you go to market to advertise, people have heard about you, or more people have heard about you, or you know, your existing employees might recommend someone. So that's the most basic elemental thing I could give any employer advice on, is not, you know, use this as a moment in time to recognize you've got to take care of who you have, and then you have to build a brand, a place where people really love coming to work, they're treated well. That's going to ultimately lead to more people knocking on your door and saying, I wouldn't mind working here. With that said, it won't be overnight. And, you know, one of the biggest challenges that we're going to face is, as the economy ramps up, because this recession hit every industry, everyone's going to be looking at the same time. So if you're not thinking about it now, you need to start, because you need to have a strategy to go to market to get bodies when you're going to need them, when orders start rising and you can't replace it with the machine. You have to have a human being. You got to start thinking about that right now.
Are Erie businesses technologically ready for the future?
So in Erie, I think it's a fair statement to say that some businesses were behind the technological curve and some were ahead of the technological curve as far as understanding its role in increasing productivity, getting more out of your existing workforce, making you more efficient and more productive. After the pandemic, I think everyone's now got their eyes wide open about how critical technology is to doing business. And it shouldn't be looked at as it's killing jobs. It really is about protecting jobs, because if you can keep the business stronger using technological tools that are out there, then you can keep everyone you have employed, and it can put you in a position to land that next contract, which will lead you to need to hire more people. So let's use our operation here at the Chamber. Did we have Microsoft Teams? Absolutely. Did we have Zoom? Absolutely. Were there people inside saying we need to be using these tools more? Absolutely. Were we using them to the extent we are now? Absolutely not. They were tools out there, but we didn't use them until all of a sudden necessity said we have to embrace this. And so now, for our business, as an example, it's totally and completely permeated how we're going to do business going forward as a team, using Microsoft Teams, interacting with clients and customers and state officials and association site selection consultants. Zoom is invaluable. And then you get into businesses, and businesses have to look at ways in which they can use technology to operate their business remotely, because there is going to be the potential that for your employee to work for you. You have to make sure that they're able to get in and check out and have access to your server from home, because they need to be at home because childcare isn't available or schools are on a two-week shutdown. But then you get into the workplace, and in manufacturing, for instance, I think one of the big things that you're going to see is a lot more receptivity to Internet of Things and Industry 4.0 tools that enable the GM or the CEO to be able to monitor what's going on in the business from a remote location, namely the home, while there are workers at the operation because they need to be there. But equally, it's going to help the employee demonstrate and prove how productive they've been, figure out how machines are operating and functioning. So it's a technological wake-up call, and the one I haven't even touched on, but it permeates. This is where Erie has been behind, is online marketing. If you can't be face-to-face, it's harder and harder to get a sale. So you have to have a place where someone can visit your company. And that website presence, your social media presence, the ability to understand what you have to offer, the idea of using higher-res video to show people how you go about doing what you do, all of those tools. So technologically, we weren't in the dark ages, but we weren't as far along as we needed to be. And the pandemic is an opportunity for us to accelerate that, not just for the near term, but the long term. Really embrace technology as a key component for your competitiveness over the long run.
Jake, what do you think every business should be doing in 2021?
Well, the first thing is as I said earlier, you really need to look at your human resources and make sure you're doing everything to not only retain them, but to help them grow as a professional in whatever that profession may be. They have to be exposed to training, which, you know, the great thing about the pandemic is that it really opened up people to realize that you can get incredible training on a lot of different approaches to things, from organizing your work and being more productive to technological training via the web. And so all of a sudden, the ability to continue your education, even though you're not traveling to some remote location and spending dollars that way, you can really allocate resources to make sure that your team is continually being updated. The second thing is that all businesses should be embracing the technological side, as I just mentioned. The third is that they need to be bold. And this is something that the Chamber really believes in, is that we just got hit in the head by a 2x4. And that means you need to be really aware of what's going on in the world. You need to do things that maybe in the past you hadn't done. So an example would be some folks have kind of passively understood that there's an economic development system out there and a workforce development system out there that may have tools that they could use, but they never took the time to look and check them out and learn about them. And so for us at the Chamber, one of the things that we really want to encourage all businesses to do, contact our office, whether you're a member or not, and ask to meet with Brett Weiler, our business outreach specialist, or Del Birch, who works for us as well in that area. Their job is to have a comprehensive understanding of all the tools available for businesses. We sit down, we learn from you firsthand, what are your challenges, what are you looking for assistance in, and then we, because of our knowledge, find those programs and organizations and individuals that can best meet your need and coordinate that meeting between you and them. Whether you decide to engage in that program or not is in your hands, but you need to know what's available and you need to check it out. Over time, we want you then to be very comfortable saying, I have this problem, I'd like to talk to you about it, see if there's a solution out there that I'm not aware of. That's a change in business model in Erie that we really want people to embrace, because there is no reason for you to go it alone. And it could be best practices. It could be help with an introduction to another business that you'd like to get in their door. And it could be to say, I'm looking for a partner that can help me along with something that I'm dealing with in my business right now. And I'd rather not bring it on in-house. I'd rather see if there's somebody I could outsource it to. We're a network. We're, in my opinion, the strongest knowledgeable network of the full capacity of the Erie market. So access us. And that's not a sales pitch. That's our civic duty. If we prove our value, sure, then we'd love to talk to you about joining the Chamber and becoming a member. But the first step in the process is doing something maybe you haven't done as a business owner, and that is test us out, reach out to us, share with us. Everything we do is confidential. Our job's about finding businesses' solutions, and we love doing it.
What traits are best to embrace when facing a challenge like this pandemic?
The first trait is, the oldest companies in the world that have survived for, hundreds of years, and this was studied years ago by Royal Dutch Shell, and that was they looked and said, what things do these companies, how did they stay alive for 200 years? Well, the first is whatever line of business they started in, they didn't stay in. And why didn't they? Because they monitored their environment. So the first thing I'd say to any business is you've got to be paying attention to what's going on. What are the trends? You can't look at something and dismiss it as trivial or meaningless, especially in the technology area. The reality is that the companies that benefit the most from embracing technology usually are the ones who embrace it early and understand it. That's number one. The other is that it doesn't mean you have to like what's going on in the global economy or the national economy. but you have to be tolerant of it. It should inform all of your business decisions and how you're going to go forward. There's a tendency for all of us to kind of get into a routine of how you live your life every day, how you run your business every day. And you can't close your eyes to trends and things that are happening out there, because trends mean that someone, somewhere, or lots of people are embracing something as a new way of doing things. We don't want to be behind that curve. We want to be in front of that curve or in the middle of the pack that's trying it out and learning from it. It may not ultimately be the thing for you. However, it's going to inform something in your business that's going to say, you know, that particular tool didn't work for me, but I saw what its value is, and now I know what it is I am looking for. And then, again, working with the network that is in Erie to help businesses, we may be able to help find you, connect up to that resource that addresses the need in the exact way you're thinking.
Jake, what is your greatest hope for the Erie economy for 2021 and beyond?
That everyone, number one, doesn't take it for granted. What we have and what we have around us. So I'm hopeful that everyone comes out of 2021 with an absolute renewed appreciation for all the component parts that go into helping you do business. What would be those component parts as examples? The childcare system that your employees or you send your kids to every day is in jeopardy. If we go from 3,000 seats in our childcare system down to 2,000 seats, because they've had to close during the pandemic, it sure makes you realize what a vital component that is to attracting employees, making your life easier, keeping your kids safe, and moving them forward. The school system, clearly everybody understands how challenging educating your kids at home has been, those who have kids. It makes us appreciate the challenges that schools face in not only their day-to-day operations of educating the kids, but the technological challenges that they face, because remote learning will be part of the K-12 system going forward. School systems faced a very huge challenge that nobody would have paid attention to years ago. Now I think they will, and that's substitute teachers. There's basically none out there. So when somebody goes down sick, we need to. There's no one there to step in and educate the kids that day. We need to figure that out. Technology, high-speed internet, all of a sudden becomes something that we all need to appreciate more. So because it's a vital component of doing business, and affordable internet accessibility for families that have to educate their kids, you know, via the internet, but maybe they can or cannot afford the internet connectivity. So I want everyone to come out of this with an appreciation for the servers at your restaurants, for the hospital workers that take care of you, for the first responders. Everyone did have an appreciation at some level for what they do. I think that this whole pandemic made you realize how important it was that they exist and that they show up at work every day to take care of us. And then the last one is, I really hope everyone in Erie has a deep appreciation for the folks who through this whole time went to work every day. It could be the person behind the counter at the country fair or the Sheets who was showing up so that you could get gas and you could get coffee and maybe some provisions. It's the people working at Wegmans or Giant Eagle or Tops who were checking you out and stocking the shelves because you needed to go there and get provisions. It's the manufacturing operations that really didn't shut down completely because they were providing goods. We pulled through this because of all the people who were able to go to work, who were blessed to go to work. And for the employers that are out there employing these folks and not making the margins that they once did, but it makes you realize how much they've risked to create that business that creates an opportunity for someone. So appreciation, and you know what? There's partnerships and relationships you've created through this process. Don't lose those. Understand how valuable they are in a really tough time and how valuable and rewarding they will be going forward.
What is Erie's greatest competitive advantage?
the connection in the community. Erie is an amazing place in the sense that we joke about it, that it's 2.5 degrees of separation. And that, you know, on a professional level, that's an incredible advantage. You know, sometimes on a personal level, it's, you know, a little bit challenging because everybody seems to know your business. But on a professional level, our ability to get into a room around the table, the right players in a moment's notice to help a company, to take advantage of an opportunity, we take that for granted, and in other places, it does not exist. The presidents of the universities know the presidents and CEOs of industry. The elected officials know the not just the community center leaders, but they know the business leaders. They know the employees in those operations. We have an incredibly tight family network in Erie. And what we have to do is just continue to leverage that to create opportunities. There's nothing that excites me more than talking to someone who expresses, you know, we learn what they have to do, and the very next day I'm talking to a business owner who needs exactly what that person provides or produces. And you make the connection, and down the road, 6 months, you're out having a beer, and you see those two people you connected because they not only connected and helped each other from a business standpoint, but they got to know each other, and they became friends. That's what Erie does. Erie helps each other out. We've seen it multiple times, and I know places around the country can say that. But there's a stickiness here. We didn't just do it once. Once we connect with each other and we help each other and we get to know each other, that connection stays. And that's our greatest advantage, because when an opportunity presents itself, or in this past case, when a challenge faced our community, we were able to connect with one another and make things happen. And it could have been from taking care of each other's kids so you could go to work, or it could have been going to the grocery store to help somebody out, or it could have been producing a product for the country at little to no profit because it was important to help get the wheels back in motion. Erie's connectivity, Erie's closeness to one another, its ability to open up its Rolodex and share their life, their connections with others to help them be successful, that's Erie's greatest asset.
Jake, what is the Erie Regional Manufacturing Partnership?
So the Erie Regional Manufacturing Partnership was formed about 6 years ago by a universe of about 20 manufacturers who came together to kind of put their heads together to say, we're really not competitors, we're comrades in arms trying to produce products in Erie, Pennsylvania for the world. And our biggest challenge is workforce. How are we going to address that? How can we play a role in building the pipeline to get people to consider manufacturing careers, to get the training we need for our existing workers and future workers? And they've worked over the years as a group, independent of the chamber. We've been a partner and a supporter of what they're trying to do, using some outside talent to help them identify grant opportunities and facilitate a pathway forward. They've had some success in developing some defined career pathways so that the training that someone says we, you know, collectively we need CNC in the people trained for CNC operations that have, you know, that know how to do these things. And you can take those career pathways and you can provide them to a job trainer, and you can work with community groups to drive people to those jobs. But they recognized in late 2020 that they wanted to look at, instead of outsourcing that approach to a group outside of town, to looking at what the chamber was doing and saying, we want to leverage your network, your team of 10 full-time professionals who are there working 24/7 on these issues and also know the manufacturing community here. And so our goal going forward is that we really want to help them on the marketing front to really figure out and then sustain a campaign to get people to understand modern manufacturing and the opportunities it presents from an employment standpoint, but also on some point solutions to aggregate together what those employers are looking for from a job standpoint, make sure that they are collectively taking advantage of the workforce development system to find the people that they look for, and then finally, working with groups like the Northern Pennsylvania Regional College, the Erie County Community College, the Erie County Technical School, the Erie Beautech, the Corey Beautech, and others, to make sure that we are intentionally factoring in training around manufacturing careers at younger ages to get the skill set and people connected to jobs in that manufacturing sector. It's still a very strong sector here, employs thousands of people at good wages with good benefits. So we want to make sure we're taking care of that universe in the near term to help them remain open and competitive. But over time, if we solve the problem of training people for manufacturing careers to meet our existing needs, we will concurrently be solving the problem or the creating a solution that we can then market to other manufacturers, other companies looking to grow and expand to come here and locate in Erie.
Jake, thanks so much for taking the time to join us. Really appreciate it. Last question here. What are your plans for the Chamber's 2021 Accelerator?
So we just talked about the Erie Regional Manufacturing Partnership and how manufacturing is a strength for the Erie market. And the accelerator was held, and for those who don't know what that is, the technology accelerator is where it's a global call to companies who are creating new technologies in particular fields to come to Erie. We invest money into those companies to help them continue their growth path. We open up doors for them to get in and try out their technology in real-life businesses and hopefully gain a customer through that process, which will then help them continue to secure more investment and grow their company. Ideally, we'd love those companies to end up locating here and setting up shop. At a secondary benefit is we'd like businesses to be exposed to new technological solutions that can help them be more productive. One of the areas that we look at for 2021 is we'd like to target that accelerator. In the past, we've looked at insurance technology-related companies or financial services-related technology companies. We've also had a blend that has gone into manufacturing, agriculture, and more. This year, however, we'd like to focus that accelerator around manufacturing technology. Internet of Things, Industry 4.0, the use of programming and sensors to help optimize, which just means get the most out of your people and your equipment on the shop floor so you can be more competitive. We believe we have such a strong base of companies in Erie County, about 300 to 400 manufacturers, that would be willing to open their doors, try out these technologies, consider signing up as a customer with these companies. And if we can do that effectively, we're going to do two things. We're going to help land that company here in Erie. We're going to give that company, we're going to give the manufacturer a tool to help them be more productive. And over time, we could create Erie as a hotbed where people who are interested in developing those technology companies around manufacturing to look at Erie as a place where they ultimately want to set up shop. It's a win-win. We get more technologically advanced and oriented companies, and that's a sector that we do need to grow in the Erie market, and we're helping an existing core industry, a target industry for growth in Erie. That's our plan. We're excited about it, and we think with the partnership with ERMP and other members of the manufacturing community that want to join in, we can make a big difference for both the companies that are here as well as these companies that we attract.
Thanks for listening to Business Spotlight on Money Radio WPSE. Business Spotlight is heard Fridays at 12:30 p.m. Join us again next week as Logistics Plus is in the Business Spotlight.